Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. It's brought to you each weekend every Saturday morning at 6:10 by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service right off I-94 in Avon. Well, a lot going on here in November. One of those big events was the 81st State Convention of Minnesota Farmers Union. As we'll have a chance to talk about many different aspects, we did speak to Carol Anderson talking about all the work they're doing in the meat processing area. That was earlier in the week. And well, this morning, Stu Lorre joining us, Government Relations Director at Minnesota Farmers Union. And when you take a look at their convention, really the who's who in legislative activities on a local and state level had a chance to attend and also relay a message in support of Farmers Union and agriculture. And Stu said, yeah, it was just a great showing of our legislative leaders.
We were really excited. Of course, this is our 81st annual convention, and the bulk of that is debating policy, you know, and deciding what we want legislators to do for family farmers and our rural communities in this upcoming year. And so it was a real honor to be joined by Governor Walz, his Commissioner of Agriculture, Tom Peterson, both our U.S. Senators. Senator Tina Smith came and talked about market consolidation and the need to really tackle land prices and land access. And then Senator Klobuchar spoke at our annual banquet about her work on antitrust. And then finally on Sunday, and something that was really near and dear to a lot of us who've gotten to know Keith Ellison in his first term through his work on behalf of farmers and fighting for fairness for farmers. He spoke on Sunday, and that was really, really meaningful. And then we also had the leader of the majority caucus, the DFL caucus in the Minnesota House, Melissa Hortman, who spoke many times in the past, and Carrie Dietzick, who's the new DFL majority leader in the Senate. So we're really blessed with having a lot of folks who are going to be making some really important decisions, and we're going to count on as key partners this next session.
Now, Stu mentioned antitrust, also land values and concern around that. Some pretty big and heavy issues and topics, and he says they've been working already at those.
It's always a marathon and not a sprint, but I'll say for Farmers Union on our anti-monopoly work, I mean, we've been at that since 1918, right? That's why we were founded. And I think it's one of those fights that we need to keep returning to as we see markets consolidate and corporations gain more power. Most recently, and we had some really good conversation about the proposed merger between Fairview and Sanford Health. And members came out in strong opposition to that, saying that it would affect access to care. When they see hospitals merge in rural Minnesota, it does not mean that they have better care. It means that they're seeing clinics close in their communities, that they're having a harder time, getting that kind of one-to-one care that they're used to in their community. I think that's just one example. But I will say these are heavy topics, but they're the important ones, and so we're eager to dig in and with strong partners too.
Stu Lorre, Government Relations Director with Minnesota Farmers Union, joining us this morning on our Central Minnesota Farm Report, brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service in Avon. And Stu reflected on this past midterm election and what he felt some of the results were, and some were surprised how the election turned out.
Certainly a surprise. A lot of folks, a lot of pundits, if you watch TV prior to the election, were talking about a red wave. Typically, the party that controls the presidency loses legislative seats. They lose state legislatures in the midterm elections. That turned out not to be the case in this midterms, and certainly not in Minnesota, where DFLers not only retained the governor's seat and the state house, but they also flipped the state senate. And so there's some new faces like you alluded to, but two that we worked with the last biennium in the last 4 years are Governor Walz and Speaker of the House Melissa Hortman. Governor Walz last session, when we had a $12 billion $2 billion surplus. He proposed a $65 million supplemental ag budget, the largest that at least anyone I talked to could remember, with nearly $9 million for expanding meat processing across the state, $12 million to help farmers implement new voluntary soil health practices, helping them meet their conservation goals on their farm, funding cooperative development grants, establishing a grain indemnity fund. Honestly, and you know, from my vantage, a real farmers union budget. So he's a partner. We know what to expect from him, right? And we're going to count on him going forward. Same with Speaker of the House Melissa Hortman. She's been a real strong partner. You might remember in 2020 or 2019, she championed the dairy relief grants when dairy was in a real tough spot. The feds had rolled out a new and improved DNC program. A lot of dairy farmers were skeptical. The state stepped up and said, hey, we'll give you emergency grants, $8 million, and we'll pay your premiums to enroll in the new DNC program. It turns out that program worked a lot better. And now today, Minnesota has, I believe, the highest enrollment in that program in the country, and that's in large part due to the work of Speaker of the House Melissa Hortman. So we know what to expect there. Similarly, in the House, new chair of the Agriculture Committee, Samantha Vang, she was vice chair for the last session under Chair Mike Sundin, and she did really incredible work. Worked real hard with us to reauthorize cooperative development grants. She was a strong champion of land access programs and work on behalf of emerging farmers. And I know from our conversations, not just since she was chosen by our caucus to chair, but also previously, that she takes really seriously this role and understanding the needs of farmers of all types and from all areas across the state. And then in the Senate, that's new. They flipped. We have a new Senate Majority Leader, as I mentioned, Senator Carrie Dietzick. Good news for agriculture, I think, and for Farmers Union. We have a strong working relationship, in large part because she served, I believe, for 4 years. I could fact check that, but she served when I started with Farmers Union. She was the minority lead for the Democrats on the Agriculture Committee. Someone who dug in on our issues, who did her homework. She's also served on the tax committee. And so I think she's going to be a really strong partner. And in that caucus, Senator Eric Putnam is going to chair the Agriculture Committee. And he spoke to members at our convention and had a really fantastic and unifying message about the importance of agriculture for the entire state. He's from St. Cloud, and I think we're going to have a really positive time working with him as well. So some we do know, to sum up, and some we don't know. But it's, you know, regardless, with Democrats controlling the governor's seat, the House and Senate, albeit narrowly, you know, they're going to expect to get something done. So there's going to be action. This is also a budget year, unlike last year. So the state legislature has to pass a two-year budget. So something's going to get done. My job as our lobbyist is to make sure that Farmers Union's priorities are represented in that body of work.
Minnesota as a state has also featured a split legislature for many years. This year, it's all on the Democrat side, and Stu says that might be beneficial in moving things ahead.
Totally, yeah, and easier to maybe come to an agreement and, you know, particularly on some issues, you know, since I came on with Farmers Union, you know, always each session, one of our top priorities has been making healthcare more affordable for farm families and others across the state, and particularly those who purchase health insurance on the individual market where prices can be so unaffordable. And I think that's something, you know, Democrats have come in with a strong mandate on. And I'm hopeful we can see meaningful action in that space, for example.
Stu Lorie, Government Relations Director with Minnesota Farmers Union, joining us this morning on our Central Minnesota Farm Report, brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service in Avon.